Congress is expected to vote today on the GOP health care bill. As WPSU's Christine Allen reports, concerns about the bill drew a small crowd to Representative Glenn Thompson's office in Bellefonte yesterday.
More than 30 citizens lined up along the street in front of the congressman's office, holding homemade signs opposing the bill. Psychologist Teresa Welch said the GOP bill won't require insurers to provide mental health coverage or substance abuse treatment.
Are we not in the middle of an opioid crisis? That is a huge, big deal.
For Jared DeLoof of State College, the new health care bill would hit hard. He says he's a type 1 diabetic who has been getting his health care and insulin through Medicaid.
If this plan actually caps Medicaid and I can't get back on it, I'm on the hook for $32,000 a year. So that's why I'm out here today holding this sign, hoping that we can convince Thompson to remain a no on this bill.
The 5th District Congressman favors repealing Obamacare, but has not said whether he'll vote for the GOP bill. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.